Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. I know. I'm excited, too. Sarah's a great member of our Brain Trust. She's the leader over at Bottom Line Publications. She's the second generation, maybe coming up on third generation in the business. She's their regular publication is Bottom Line Personal. But they got all these great books like the Bottom Line Yearbook. I'm looking at one right now. It's beautiful. Actually, I got several of them. And she's our good friend, Sarah Heiner. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. I always
family-owned publishing in business, ladies and gentlemen. You have any idea how hard that is? It's hard enough just to be a family, a generational family business, let alone the publishing business, Sarah.
Well, you know what? I was just reading this morning again in terms of the challenges of publishing. Time Inc. reorganization, Condé Nast reorganization, big layoffs.
Yeah,
it's tough.
Yeah, but you guys are doing something right, and I think what you're doing is what all small business owners need to be doing. You find your niche and you fill it,
and be true to that.
Be
right.
True to that, right?
Yeah, I mean you got to stay with what your core brand equity mm-hmm. is. I think companies get in trouble when they lose themselves and who they are
in the world. Exactly.
And as
right.
we evolve to a digital age, a multi-channel age, a multimedia age, we still have to think about what we do in the world, which is to help give people advice and information that puts them in charge of their lives.
Absolutely.
So we figure out
other ways
to do it, but still that.
Speaking of which, let's talk about 5 ways to get through airports. You got that handy?
I do have that handy.
Get started on that one.
So there are a few things that you can do. Some of them cost a little
fun.
Bit
I mean, I know people who know that I travel. Oh, it must be so fun. I'm thinking, are you kidding me? I feel like I used to load cattle when I was a kid on the farm. I feel like those cows now.
It has become hell. And even, you know, one of the great things that they had launched in the last couple of years was TSA PreCheck. But now everybody's getting on the TSA PreCheck line. The benefit
I'm PreCheck. I was somewhere the other day. I've forgotten where. And there were like 40 people in PreCheck, and there were two people in the regular line.
Newark Airport, longest line on earth is TSA PreCheck. Yeah. Nonetheless, a couple things you can do. So global entry, which requires you going and getting fingerprinted
right.
and going to the airport. It's a little bit of a pain.
That is really a good thing.
Pardon?
That's a good thing.
It's a good, right, security police, mm-hmm. right? I have to say, I just came back from Canada a couple weeks ago, zoomed through customs. Because all
wow.
you do, you go to a kiosk, put your fingerprints in, and they say, "Okay, you're good to go."
Right.
So that costs
but
about $100.
But you have to go to certain. Every airport doesn't have this. Houston has it. I'm not sure.
I live in Connecticut. I have to go to JFK Airport to do it.
That's the only one that does it there. Okay.
Yeah. In this area, but you know, go search for global entry, and you'll find out where you can do it. But it really does help you go through. It does get you onto that TSA PreCheck line.
Yep,
unfortunately,
yep.
again, that's getting a little more crowded. Now, there are a couple
right.
private companies that do this. There's something called Clear, which is a private screening alternative. And I don't know if you've gone. Denver Airport has another line. I'm forgetting what's – I don't know if it's Clear or another one, so that they have their own. Now, that's a little bit more expensive. That's $179 a year, and it's not
but
in all
does
airports.
Does TSA accept it? Does CSA accept it for just like they would the global entry?
Well, it's not for global entry. This is its own line to speed through.
Oh, it's
kind of
online.
The speed pass through TSA. So
right.
it's about $179 a year. Clear is only in 16 airports at present, but if it's a place that you regularly go, like I
right.
go to Colorado all the time,
mm-hmm.
so if it's there, then it's great. The other interesting thing about Clear is it's at some sports stadiums. You know, unfortunately, in this crazy world, there are.
They always want to go through my purse when I go to a game.
Right, there's security checks now at every stadium, every everything. So Clear is actually at a number of sports stadiums. So if you happen to have season tickets at one of these places,
mm-hmm.
maybe worth it to also invest in Clear.
Right.
Now, a couple other things. Let's get to the lower priced options. One is actually certain airlines let you pay for one-time access to the special line. JetBlue does, United Airlines does. So, and in fact, what you do is you go to the counter when you're at the airport and you ask them, hi, can I do this? Again, mm-hmm. look at the line, see if you need to do it. Best option, the free option, pay attention. Certain airports, they have multiple lines, and
right.
some are longer than others. Again, Denver Airport has two of them at either end. Inevitably, one is always longer than the other. I think it's because
everybody
naturally
walks right.
Well, you
know which one's going to go slow. You know which one's going to go slow, though, Sarah?
The one you get on? Oh, stop
that. The one I'm in. So I walk up to, there's 20 people in the left line.
Right.
There's two people in the right line. I go to the right line. That's the person who has a problem in front of me.
Oh, yeah. Well,
bad karma, Sarah. I need your website, please.
You got to vibrate positive, Jim. BottomLineInc.com is our website.
Check it out. We've got more to come. And when we come back, we're going to ask the question, can you trust your trust? That's the penetrating question of the day. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.